Sakta Mishnah Vayta Masechtas Megillah Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud Aleph, the 13th of the Ein Beins. Ein Bein Shilai LiYerushalayim. Shilai is the place where the Mishkan stood for a very long time, like we discussed in the previous Mishnah. The Mishkan of Shilai stood for 369 years, until without permission, the children of Eli took the Aryan out to battle, and it was captured by the Pelishtim. The Pelishtim would have a very hard time with the Aryan, and they would be forced to return it. But in the interim, Shilai was, for all practical purposes, destroyed. Eventually, the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt in Yerushalayim. Zakta Mishnah, Ein Ben Shilai LeYerushalayim. In other words, there's no difference between the time period that the Mishkan was in Shilai, as opposed to the Tkufos that the Beis HaMikdash stood in Yerushalayim. During both times, it was also to be Makriv on Bamos, because the Aron was Kavua, Eitzel HaMizbeach. And in both cases, you could be Makriv Karbanes Chayva in Shilai, as well as in Yerushalayim. Ella, the only difference that does exist between the two is Sheva Shilai and Shilai Oichlim Kadeshim Kalim Umaiser Sheini Bechol Haroya Ubi Yerushalayim Lefnim Min HaChayma. Of course, let's go back and touch these words and explain. There are two levels in the Kiddusha of Karbanes. Kadshei Kadeshim is the higher level, and Kadeshim Kalim. Kadshei Kadeshim would be a Chatas, an Oila, Karban Asham. Kadeshim Kalim would be Ashlamim, Karban Taida, Pchar, Meiser, Pesach. Normally, Kadeshim Kalim, the parts that the Bailam can eat, can be eaten throughout Yerushalayim, anywhere within the walls of Yerushalayim. Same is true for Meiser Sheni. Years 1, 2, and 4, 5 of a Shemitah cycle, a person is Mafrish, he separates Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. Meiser Sheni has to be brought to Yerushalayim, and you eat it in Yerushalayim, or they redeem it for money, and you purchase the food when you come to Yerushalayim. Either way, Meiser Sheni food can only be eaten in the walls of Yerushalayim. That's when the Beis HaMikdash stood, and there was a Yerushalayim. In Shilai, the way it worked was, you can eat it from any place where it was possible to see the Mishkan, even if you were very far away. So again, Ein Ben Shilai LiYerushalayim. There is no difference between when the Mishkan was in Shilai and when the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, ella only Shebeshilai, in Shilai, Oichlim, you were able to eat Kadeshim Kalim, as well as Umayser Sheini B'chol Araya, from any point where you could see even part of the Mishkan, Ubi Yerushalayim. But when the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, you could not eat Kadeshim Kalim or Meister Sheini, only Lefnim Min HaChayma, inside the city, literally inside the walls, Kan V'Kan, both in Shilai as well as in Yerushalayim, Kadeshim Kadeshim, like a Karban Chatas or an Asha, Nechalin are eaten. And when we say eaten, it's only for the Kehanim. Lefnim Min HaKloim. When we say Kloim, we're referring to the Kali HaChatzar of the Oil Mayim. The Kloim are like the curtains that went around the Yerel Moed, in other words, the Chatzar of the Mishkan. The entire area in the Hek of HaKloim is Machne Shechina. In the Beis HaMikdash, that would be the area of Ezras Yisrael, from Shah Nikner and inside. That's called Machne Shechina. So in this regard, Shilai and Yerushalayim are the same. Kadshei Kadeshim can only be eaten in Machne Shechina. Vayter Zakta Mishnah, Kedusha Shilai Yesh Achrei Heter. The Kedusha of Shilai, which restricted anyone from being Makar of Karbanis and private Bamais, was temporary. After Shilai was destroyed during the days of Eli HaKayin, it would lose its Kedusha. And once again, Bamais were permitted. And it would be permitted until the Beis HaMikdash was built. However, Kedushas Yerushalayim, Ein Achrei HaHeter, when Yerushalayim was destroyed, the Kedusha did not become bottled. The Kedusha of Yerushalayim stays on. And therefore, even after Yerushalayim was destroyed, we say, Kiddusha Rashayna Kitcha L'Shayta, that means as long as the Beis HaMikdash stood, V'Kitcha L'Asid Lava, even after the Churban. Therefore, to this day, there is an Isser to be Makriv Karbanis on Bamais. So Kiddusha Shilai once again, Yesh Achrei HaHeter. After we no longer had the Mishkan, there is a Heter to be Makriv on Bamais. V'Kiddusha Yerushalayim Ein Achrei HaHeter, because that Kiddusha stays on. Once the Beis HaMikdash was built, you'll never, ever be able to be makriv a karban on a bama again. All right, let's chaz over what we learned in our Mishnah. There's no difference between Shilai and Yerushalayim. You can be makriv all the karbanos on the Mizbech and Shilin, on the Mizbech and Yerushalayim. Shilin actually had a heter, a kula, I should say, more so than Yerushalayim, that as long as you can see the Mishkan, didn't make a difference how far away you were able to eat Kadoshim Kalam. When the Beis HaMikdash was built in Yerushalayim, you could only eat Kadoshim Kalam, as well as Maaser Sheni, inside the walls. Actually, there's a shtickle chumrah, because in Shilin you had to be able to see the Mishkan. In Yerushalayim, you didn't have to see the Beis HaMikdash, as long as you were inside the walls. Kachi Kadoshim really doesn't make a difference. They can only be eaten in Machna Shechina regardless. And the Mishnah concluded by saying that the Kedusha of Shilai, in a sense, was only there when the Mishkan stood. Afterwards, the Heter of Bamais returned, unlike the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, which would stay indefinitely, even after the Churban of both Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. We will never go back to the Heter of Bamais. Do you remember the 13 Ein Beins? The first one was Ein Bein Ada Harishan La'Ada Rasheni Elekriya Samagila Umetanas Le'Avyayinim. Both days are Aser Behespid Ubetainis. Kriya Samagila Umetanas Le'Avyayinim, however, is only for the second Adar, the second Ein Bein. Ein Bein Yom Tev L'Shabbos Ala Eichel Nefesh Bulvad. A Malacha that Salat Tzarech Eichel Nefesh is Mutar on Yom Tev. Can't be done on Shabbos. Third Ein Bein. Ein Bein Shabbos Le'Yom Kippurim. But Shabbos b'meizet v'asroes skila, Yom Kippur b'meizet v'asroes karis. The fourth Ein Bein. Ein Bein ha-mudr ha-nome chaveri le-mudr mi-menu machol. Remember that Mishnah? A mudr ha-nome chaveri is when Reuven says, I don't want Shimon to have any enough of my nechasim. A mudr mi-menu machol means when Reuven says, I don't want Shimon to have any hanah that leads to food. The difference between the two would be drisas ha-regel, whether Shimon could just walk through Reuven's feel. If he's a mudr hanah, he can't. If he's a mudr hanah, Michael, he can. This has nothing to do with food. And the other difference is v'kelim she'ein oisin ben oichel nefesh. Shimon can't borrow a pot or a spoon or a fork because that leads to food. But he can borrow a lawnmower. Even that, if you remember, is only in a place where it's not the derech to rent it. If the derech is to rent it and now Reuven is being Michael, so Shimon could take the money and buy food. So he wouldn't be able to do that either. We said Ein Bein Nedarim L'Nedavais. That was the fifth Ein Bein. A neder is a Re'alai, Nedav is a Re'zu. In both cases, the Hegdash is Chal. However, when it comes to Nedarim, you're Chayiv in the Achrayis. If I say a Re'alai, even if the Behem is lost or stolen, I have to replace it. If I say a Re'zu, I don't. The sixth Ein Bein, do you remember? We said there's no difference in a Zav, who sees the Tumah twice, or Zav that sees the Tumah three times, only the carbon. The one who sees it three times has to bring a carbon. Both have the severe halachis of Tumah, they're in Ava Tumah, they're in Tama Mishka V'mayshav, and they need seven clean days. That was the sixth Ein Bein. The seventh Ein Bein. Ein Bein Mitzayra Muzgur L'Mitzayra Muchlet. Mitzayra Muzgur is where the Kayin sees the Nega, it has the sheer Nega, it looks like one of the Negayim, but he doesn't find a Sim in Tumah yet, he has him locked up. Tzayra Muchlet is where he finds a Sim in Tumah. Both have a din of an Ava Tumah that are metama both b'maga u'b'masa, whether they touch it or they're carrying something even without touching it. Both would be metama someone who comes under the same oil. However, in regard to the chiyuv of Priya and Prima, to let their hair grow, to rent their clothes, rent their garments, it's only for Tzayra Muchlet, not for Tzayra Muzgur. The eighth of the 13 had to do with the tahara of the Metzayra. Metzayra Muchlet needs to bring birds and to go through a teglachas, a shaving. Tzapara Muzger does not. The ninth Ein Bein was Ein Bein Svarim, meaning the Chav Dalet Kisvi HaKadosh and Tfilin and Mezuzais. Other than that, the Svarim can be written B'chal Lashayn, even not in Lashon HaKadosh, even in other Lashaynais. It could be written with a different Ksav. Doesn't have to be written with the Aleph Beis letters. Tefillin and mezuzahs are only written ksav ashuris. One is the lashon of ashuris, and that's being lashon kodesh, and also the letters have to be the ashuris aleph beis letters. The tenth Ein Bein, no difference between a koyin meshuach that was zaycha to have the shemen amishcha, he should be anointed with the shemen amishcha that Moshe Rabbeinu made, as opposed to after the times that Yeshiyahu hid the shemen amishcha. And one only became a kohen gadol by putting on the extra begadim. The difference in the two would be a parabol kol ha-mitzvos. Kohen gadol ha-mashiach made a mistake, and he paskin that something is mutter, something which bemazed would be a chiyuv karis, a mishaygi would be a chiyuv chatas, and he himself did it. Like he threw something from one rishus to the other rishus on Shabbos. So he brings for his karban chatas a par. On the other hand, if he's just a kohen gadol that was meruba bibagadim, he's like any other hedyit who would bring a kizba or a seira. The 11th ein bein. No difference between a kohen that officially serves as kohen gadol or his substitute, the scan that had to take over, the first kohen couldn't do it. The only difference would be in regard to the par yom hakipurim, that has to be brought on Yom Kippur, and the Asiras Ha'efa, which is the Minchas Chavitin, that's brought every single day. Only the Kohen HaMeshamesh, meaning the original Kohen Gadol, is the one who brings those. The 12th Ein Bein is that there's no difference in Obama Gedoyla, that's the Mizbeach that Moshe Rabbeinu made, but there's no Aroin, and Obama Katana, that anyone just builds anywhere. You could be Makriv Karbonis on both of them. Which type of karbanis can you be makiv on both of them? Nedarim and nedavais. However, there are another two categories of karbanis. One is chayvais, karbanis that you have to bring. They have a set time, like the karban Pesach, tamas shel shachar, tamas shel ben rabayim, and karban musaf, let's say. Those you can only bring on the bama gedayla. And chayvais, karbanis that you have to bring, like a chatas or an asha, when a person is mechuyev to bring a chatas and asha. But there's no set zman. Those you could only bring if there's a mizbeach next to the Aron. And the 13th is what we learned in our Mishnah. There's no difference in Shiloh and Yerushalayim. In regard to both, when they stood, you were not allowed to be makriv on b'mais. The only difference is in Shiloh, you were able to eat Kaddishim Kalim and Maisr Sheini from any point where you can see the Mishkan, and Yerushalayim only inside the walls.